gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Dee Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at the network, and she will put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out any odors, like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk. And I personally use it in my garbage disposal. So, you can only buy it online at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com, SCOE10X.com. Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the code PETS in the promo box and get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. And don't forget, from Colette Tours, don't forget to join me in Italy, September 30th for 9 days. Call and get information at 800-581-8942. Booking number 1382009. And you can find more information at TalkinPets.com. Coming on, we're going to be talking with Callie Combs from Little River Inn. This is Talkin' Pets.
We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from. Well, hustlers, grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton, driving down the 101. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
The Little River Inn is a family-owned and operated coastal resort offering 65 guest rooms ranging from casual to luxurious. The property features an award-winning chef-driven restaurant, nine-hole golf course, and professional tennis courts, a spa, and dedicated events like weddings and retreats. But it's also pet-friendly. And I want to welcome on to the program right now the owner of the inn, Callie Combs. Hey, Callie, how you doing?
I'm great, John. Hi.
It's nice to have you on with us. I want to introduce you to Dr. Katie and Kayla here in the studio with me.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello there.
And also, by the way, I do want to give a shout-out welcome to some new members to the family here, KVEC in San Luis Obispo, WZEU in Hudson, Florida, WFNC in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and KGMI in Bellingham, Washington. So welcome on to the program of Talkin' Pets. And so, Callie, did anybody ever tell you that your name kind of rolls off your tongue?
Yeah, it has good alliteration, doesn't it?
It does. It really, it's like a perfect name, Callie Combs. I like that. So I got to ask you about this inn, and, you know, I'm going to reference it right now to what is going on in the world, which is a mess. Especially in our country. And there's nothing like a place to get away from all of that with an ocean view, with your dog, and maybe a loved one. And it would be Little River Inn. So can you first tell us, like, how long has the inn been around?
Yes, my great-great-grandfather built the inn in the 1850s, so the building itself has been around for a very long time. That makes me the fifth generation. My grandparents turned it into an inn in 1939. We've been on the job for a long time.
So when you say they turned it to an inn, was it a home?
It was a home, yes, yes.
That was a big home.
Well, we didn't start with 65 rooms. We've definitely grown over the years.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, how you must have had a really big family with that many rooms. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, it is pet friendly, which is really cool. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about, to my understanding, you can have dinner with your dogs at Little River Inn. And it's, can you explain the situation there? Like, are they sitting inside and eating, or is there a cabana outside where they have their meals with mom and dad?
Both of those things. In the summertime, my favorite part is these little private cabanas. They are heated, even though in the summertime here in California, on the coast, it can get kind of cold. But you have your own cabana with your dog, a full-service restaurant menu out there, and then this time of year when it's a little colder, we do have a table in the parlor with an ocean view. So it's just the one table. So the reservations, of course, are required for that one. So you can hang out with your puppy and look at the ocean and sip your cocktail and have dinner.
Now, that's pretty awesome. So, and I got to ask, too, also with the property, it, like I said, it is pet friendly. It is overlooking the Pacific Ocean, which is awesome. So the, are all of the rooms at Little River Inn, are they all looking over the ocean, or is it only particular ones?
They are all looking over the ocean. And
wow.
You can, about a third of them are pet-friendly. You can get room service, actually, if you just want to hang it on your deck with your dog as well. And there's also a communal deck with a fire pit. Again, back to that cocktail if you want. but the views are really what... why people come here to begin with, although I think people come back for what you were talking about earlier about the relaxation and regenerating and hanging out with their puppy on the beach.
Yeah, and that, you know, martini in your hand.
Right.
I would definitely be at the bar. So, you know, and there's a lot of lawn, there's a lot of gardens to walk around and take hikes and so on and so forth, but back into the room, does every room have a fireplace, or is it only particular ones, and when you're booking, you ask for that room?
When you're booking, you ask for that room. Let me think about it. All the pet-friendly rooms do have fireplaces, so you're golden there. Some of them have jacuzzi tubs. Some have private hot tubs. So there's a whole smorgasbord to choose from when you stay with us.
So what is the number there? I'll repeat it again so people get it, because nobody gets a number on the first shot. But people can email you, or they could check out your website, which is littleriverinn.com. What's the phone number if people want to call, maybe ask questions or make a booking? And what's your email as well?
The email is easy. It's info@littleriverinn.com. And the phone number is kind of cute. It's 888-IN-LOVE. INNLOVE.
Oh, well, that's easy to remember. 888 in love. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. So, is there a size restriction when you're going with your dog? I mean, can you? I would imagine small is not a major problem. But what about the larger breeds? Are they welcome?
They are. You know, I had two Bernese Mountain Dogs that are gigantic, and I'm crazy enough to travel with them. So so many places have these size restrictions, and it gets frustrating. So we definitely do not have size restrictions.
That's cool. And how many dogs can you have in the room? Can I bring a whole kennel, or is there a restriction?
We do have restrictions on number, which we say two. So some people do cheat. I will confess that.
Well, so that's pretty cool, though. And in the rooms, are there, you know, this is kind of an interesting question, because I'm really wondering, are there crates in the room if somebody wants to crate their dog, or do they have to bring one?
You would have to bring your own crate if you wanted to do that. The the decks, the rooms that have chair decks, you have a fencing that you can pull in to place. So your deck is sort of a crate, so to speak.
Sounds good. Well, hold on to that thought because we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back with, of course, we're speaking with Kelly Combs, and she's the owner of Little River Inn. You can find out more information at littleriverinn.com. Their number is 888-INN-LOVE, I-N-N. And also, their email is info@littleriverinn.com. If you want to ask a question, we welcome them in at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
its mercy. It's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We're speaking with Kelly Combs, the owner of Little River Inn. Kelly, I don't know how old you are, but I got to ask you, do you get the reference of that song?
I don't.
You don't get it? Oh, I thought for sure you would get it. Maybe you're younger than me, I guess. But and Katie, you know it. So Dr. Katie knows it. Kayla has no idea. She's younger.
No clue.
So it was the Little River Band. That did that song. So I just thought it was interesting. Little River Inn, Little River Band. So
yeah, I should have got that. Now I'm embarrassed.
I thought for sure you would have gotten it, but you know, hey, I'm not going to ask your age. That would be rude. But
we'll just assume she's too young to
yes.
remember.
Well, thank you for that pass.
There you go. So more on Dr. Katie was during the break was actually on your website looking at everything. You were pretty mesmerized.
I want to go.
I kept hearing over there, wow, oh, ooh, like that. And so,
yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, I'm going to California in 2 weeks, but yeah, I'm going
to
be in Southern California though.
Now, are you going to be down in like San Diego area?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. San Diego's listening to you right now. KCBQ. And so, by the way, with the Little River Inn, what is the town that it's actually in? Is it Little River?
It's pretty much the only thing in the town of Little River, yes. And one of my favorite things about Little River is when you get here, you don't have to get back in your car if you don't want to. You can go to the north and walk, trail down to the beach and play fetch, or even get on a sea kayak with your dog if you'd like to. And then if you head the other direction on foot south, you can go see this blowhole that's right on the cliff, and you look down, you can see the tide come in, and then of course it's walking around the grounds. You don't have to go anywhere.
When you said blowhole, I thought maybe my ex was there, but I'll just put on bump. So, I mean, I've never seen a blowhole. I'm sure Dr. Katie has because you've traveled the world. Have you?
Probably. I don't know.
So, can you explain what is the blowhole?
So the cliff's about 60 feet tall, and at the ocean level, over time, the ocean has eroded a tunnel and then created this big sinkhole, punch hole, basically like a little tiny beach at the bottom of this big round hole in the ground, and then you can see you can climb down there if you really want to, but you can see the ocean come in and out through the tunnel.
That's pretty cool. So there's a lot of things to do, and I understand as well, I mean, you've got a full restaurant, you have your chefs there. What's with you have golf, right?
Yes.
I mean, there seems to be a lot of golfers, you know, that are probably listening, and, you know, I'm sure they want to, you know, play golf while they're out there. And so it's a nine-hole golf course?
It's a nine-hole golf course. It's almost like a traditional links course. You go out, you know, up the first, and then you're coming back down the hill, and it looks like you're teeing off into the Pacific Ocean on your way back down.
Wow. I probably would because I don't know how to play golf. I'm sure the ball would end up there. But so no restrictions on dogs. You've got a spa as well. Are they in the room or are they outside on the balconies?
There's an actual spa that you go into, but if you prefer to get the massage in your room, we can definitely do that as well.
Oh, definitely. I want one of those. I haven't had one of those in like years. I definitely need one. The only one that massages me is my cats, and one is laying on my... She just jumped up on my lap right now. By the way, are people able to bring a cat with them if they come?
You can bring a cat. You can bring a parakeet. We've had ferrets, snakes, all kinds.
So we talked about the dining with your pet. So you can, there's the cabanas in the summer and then the parlor in the winter, correct?
Yes.
And there, and if, of course, people want room service, they have those options too. Or else they can eat on their own deck.
And then we also have a communal deck with a fire pit that looks over the ocean. Your dog has to be well socialized to be on that one, but people do that all the time too.
Yeah, they got to be
new friends.
They got to be well behaved. So again, check it out. LittleRiverInn.com is the website. If you want to email Callie, info@LittleRiverInn.com, and the phone number there is 888-IN-LOVE, which I love, INN-LOVE. So when people come, like, are you close to an airport? I mean, you take like an Uber or a cab. I mean, is it easy to get to the Little River Inn?
It is not easy to get to. You have to want to get here. We're 2 hours from the Santa Rosa Airport, about 4 hours from San Francisco Airport. It is well worth the drive.
So you want to rent a car. That would be an expensive Uber.
It would be a very expensive Uber, yes.
And rent a car. I mean, it's California. You need a car out there, so I'm sure you're going to go see other things. But there's a private trail that takes you to Van Dam State Beach. What is important so much about Van Dam State Beach for pet parents?
Well, it has the little river goes into Van Dam State Beach, so your dog can actually paddle around in the river if you want to, and it's a little safer to throw the stick in there. But then you go see the Pacific Ocean right there. There's great beach combing. And the sea kayaks.
And then, of course, is that the dog beach?
It is dog friendly, yes.
Oh, cool. So, also, you can go canoeing. I got to ask, what is the skunk train?
It's a passenger train. It's mostly just for tourists these days, but the fuel that they use is kind of smelly, so that's why it got nicknamed the skunk train. But they allow dogs on there. They actually treat dogs great. They give you a little bandana and bring your dog on the train. It's cute.
So there's the botanical gardens there as well as the Mendocino Village retail and outdoor dining. So there's places to go and shop and check out while you're staying there. Can you hold with us, Callie, for just a couple more minutes? We got to take a little break. And when we come back, I have one or two more questions for you.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. We're speaking with Callie Combs, the owner of the Little River Inn. Check it out at littleriverinn.com. Give them a call at 888-IN-LOVE. And also info@littleriverinn.com if you want to send them a email. So once again, if you've got a question or a comment, give us a call. The number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And we're speaking a couple more minutes with Callie Combs, the owner of the Little River Inn in California.
And I pretend to pray. You don't appreciate it like the cold.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. From time to time, Hollywood's finest stop by Talking Pets to talk with us and you about our pets and animals. And with so many big stars coming on Talking Pets, John Patch is never starstruck. Okay, maybe never is too strong a word.
We want to welcome on the Talking Pets, Miss Betty White. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, John.
You know, it is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. I love you.
Oh, John, I don't have to believe that, but, oh, it sounds good. Thank you.
It's the truth. I love you. I mean, I really, really do love you. Betty, I mean, it's just, I'm not saying this to say it. I mean, I don't say those things. You really are the nicest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you make my life complete by just being a friend of yours and knowing you. Will you marry me?
Of course. I don't mean to be hard to guess. Of course. It all came as a delicious surprise. If we do get married, John, we have to move into the zoo.
I'm fine with that.
It'll be a simple ceremony, but an exotic one.
We'll have our guests will be an orangutan and an elephant.
And I have a few other friends that I'll surprise you with.
Okay, now if we have to pick a certain species, Betty, at the L.A. Zoo, who do we move in with?
Well, Bruno and I have sort of a...
Are you cheating on me already?
Yes.
Betty, I can't believe
he's
it.
He's about a 400-pound orangutan, and he and I have a very special relationship.
Oh, no. Is another big celebrity marriage going down the tube? Even before it made the National Enquirer? Let's see how this one turns out.
Love and marriage... They go together like a horse and carriage.
Betty White. She's my new wife.
I should get a stunt check.
Ooh, stunt check. She does know John well. Maybe better luck next time.
That was Ms. Betty White. You know her, like I said, from the Golden Girls. Also from Morris Animal Foundation. If you'd like to help out Morris in behalf of Ms. Betty White, please check out their website at morrisanimalfoundation.org or give them a call at 1-800-243-2345.
Or you can find that info at talkinpets.com on the links page. T-A-L-K-I-N pets.com.
Well, that was kind of a thrill. That's never happened before.
We love you, Betty.
You can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Until next time, for Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
No, sir.
And don't forget, you can find us on our website, talkinpets.com. No G in the talking. Also, you can listen to the show on Alexa, you know, when we're live, Saturdays 5 to 8. And just say, Alexa, CRN4, tune in. You can also listen on pound 250 on your smartphone or Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets. And we're speaking with Callie Combs. She's the owner of Little River Inn. And Callie, I had a couple more questions for you. One was in regards to you partner, I believe, on different things with the Humane Society. Is that correct?
We do. We do a lot of fundraising with them, partly because they have a Borrow a Buddy program, which our guests really love. So if you miss your dog or don't have a dog or maybe want to adopt a dog, they'll let you borrow a puppy while you're here. And this whole area is really pet friendly, not just Little River Inn. So you can go to all the beaches and walk around town and hang out with your maybe new best friend.
Yeah, actually, you go dogless and come back with a dog. So not a bad idea.
It's dangerous. It happens all the time.
So what is the, also out in your area there, I believe in the month of April, you have a Papa Palooza?
Yeah, the Pup-palooza. So it is a dog festival. Again, it's a fundraiser for the Humane Society. All kinds of things happen there. You can enter your dog into silly contests, like, you know, costume and most looks like with your owner, and then also more skill obstacle courses and nose hunting activities. And then back to those cabanas, those turn into these little vendors. There's a Ask the Vet, we have a doggy psychic, toenail clipping, all kinds of stuff like that.
Oh, now I know where to go to get my toenails clipped. Thank you.
There you go.
So before we say goodbye, I do want to mention that I was looking at the chef-driven restaurant, and you have blackberry cobbler, which sounds amazing. But I want to ask you, what are old Swedish hotcakes?
Well, the cobbler is my grandmother's recipe, and the old Swedish hotcakes, my grandfather was actually Finnish, so I don't know why they're called Swedish hotcakes, but those were his mother's recipe.
And I also want to find out, when you're sitting there on the deck of the inn and you're looking out at the ocean, do you ever see any dolphin or whales or anything out there?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, right now it's actually the gray whale migration, so we're seeing a ton of gray whales. Just, again, with your martini, watch the whales.
I'm telling you, that just did it for me. That I would be happier than a pig in slime. I don't know why that came out of my mouth, but it's the only reference I could think of at the moment. But, otherwise I'd be quite happy. But so I want to thank you so much, Callie, for coming on with this. And I'm looking forward to one day seeing the Little River Inn. And I know Katie's got it on her mind. She's the big traveler.
Yes, yes. Just got back from India.
Yeah. We'd love to have you visit.
Sounds good. And again, can you give us the email and your website and all?
LittleRiverInn.com, info@LittleRiverInn.com, and our number is 888-INLOVE, INNLOVE.
Callie, it's been a great pleasure. I look forward to meeting you in person, and thanks for making the Little River Inn pet-friendly, because I know as pet parents, we do like to travel with our pets, so it's nice to be in an environment where we can actually enjoy them and not having people, you know, snicker at us.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for the time, and I look forward to talking with you again. Thanks, Kelly.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show.
Anytime. That's Kelly Combs. Don't forget, check it out. I mean, you got to check out the website.
Oh,
I mean, Dr. Katie was on there.
The rooms were amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, check it out at littleriverinn.com. That's the website. Their email, like she said, like Kelly said, info@littleriverinn.com, and the phone number is 888-INLOVE. And that's INN, in love. But once again, now you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We are open to your questions. We're going to go to your medical questions or your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401.
Meet Zyla and Oakley, heart-melting pets looking for homes. Reporting for Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Kayla Cavanaugh. From Louisiana to snowy regions nationwide, shelter-featured pets are ready for forever families. Zyla, a sweet 3-month-old lab mix, and Oakley, a playful canine perfect for snow days, are both highlighted as adoptable stars this week, eagerly waiting for that loving home and fun adventures with new families. For Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
And we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. We're going to go out to Oregon and speak with Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing? You got a dog question?
Yeah, it's kind of a couple questions. So I have 2 acres. I got an acre in front of me, but he wants to run. My dog wants to run over to the neighbors all the time. And I don't know. I don't have fences between my neighbor and I, but...
So you don't want him going over there?
No.
Okay.
Won't stay on his property.
So there's a couple of things that you can do. I mean, there are those fences that, you know, the invisible fences that you can put up that will keep your dog within the area. They do work. I know people that have them. The only thing is what I just bring up, if you have any predators in the area, a predator can get in. The dog won't go out necessarily. So That's the only thing that I would say with that, but the invisible fences seem to work. There's a lot of different things out there now. Now they have the collars that you can actually call your dog back. So it sounds like you're right there and you're demanding, you know, you're calling the dog back or you're putting out a command to the dog. Those are actually kind of cool. I would never, personally, I would never use an electric collar to, you know, to work with a dog. But they do have citronella collars. They have vibrating collars. There's a whole bunch of different things out there that you can use. If the dog is a nuisance to your neighbor, you can consider actually putting the dog on a lead with you. Or you can, if you got the money, put up a fence, one that's at least 6 feet high.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. How about, he wants to jump on everyone too. And I'm just trying to, I don't know what breaking him of doing that consists of, but
so
a lot of people don't like that.
With the jumping, actually, there's, you know, dogs want the attention. So there's different ways that you can work with it. I've worked with different trainers. There's the knee where you put, if you've got a larger breed, you put your knee out. You're not going to hurt the dog. You're just stopping them from jumping. The one that I like, there's two other ones besides that that I like. The one is turn your back and ignore the dog, because the more you yell at the dog or give it commands, the more it feels like it's getting reinforcement. But the one that I think would be the number one that I would try is keep a lead, a small lead on your dog. And when the dog goes to jump, step on the lead. That will prevent the dog from jumping up. And then the dog eventually, dogs learn from repetition. And then eventually the dog will pick it up that they're not supposed to be doing that. You know, and you can always use treats as well. So if the dog does well, give them a good treat. If the dog doesn't do well, no treat at all.
So keep a pouch with you.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your help.
Sure. Anytime. And, you know, thanks for calling in with that. And let us know how you make out with it, Chris.
All right. Thank you.
That's Chris out there in Oregon. If you've got a question, Dr. Katie's in the house. So we're open to medical questions and behavior questions today at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So you were in India.
Yes.
You're like the most traveled person that I personally know. You do a lot of travel around the country, which is really cool. But this one, you went on your own, right? So how was it traveling by yourself?
It was a bit unnerving in India because I didn't see many women. Like on the streets, I would see 15, 20 men for every one woman I would see out on the streets in public.
Yeah, that would be a little.
So that was being a woman on my own. Yeah.
Right.
Made me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, if I were you, I'd feel the same way. But obviously everything went okay.
Yes.
So that's good. Where was the place? I understand that you had face to face with a tiger.
Well, not face-to-face. That was in India. It was in one of their national parks.
Oh, and how far was the tiger from you?
Probably, like, as far as from me to the statue.
So probably about 10 yards, 15 yards?
Yep.
So that's still close.
It is, but the tigers, as long as you stay in the vehicle, you're fine. They totally ignore you. But the guide, one of the guides told us that the tigers in that park killed 3 people last year.
Did they come into the truck?
No.
Oh.
These were people walking by themselves.
Yeah, not smart.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Don't forget, you can also watch and listen to us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
Malaria can continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE number 10X.com.
The FDA has fully approved pimobendan to delay the onset of congestive heart failure in dogs with stage B2 preclinical myxomatous mitral valve disease, MMVD. This makes pimobendan the first and currently only FDA-approved treatment specifically indicated for preclinical heart disease in dogs, extending symptom-free survival before congestive heart failure develops. The decision builds on a conditional approval granted in 2022 and marks the first time the FDA has issued full approval for an animal drug that was initially conditionally approved. Approval was supported by two multi-site studies, including the landmark EPIC trial, which showed that dogs treated experienced a 15.6-month delay in the onset of congestive heart failure or cardiac-related death compared with untreated dogs. Another study found that 79% of the treated dogs remained congestive heart failure-free after 1 year. Treatment has also been shown to improve survival and quality of life in dogs with CHF caused by MMVD or dilated cardiomyopathy, DCM. The drug safety has been established across multiple cardiac conditions, with the most common side effects including decreased appetite, lethargy, diarrhea, vomiting, breathing difficulty, musculoskeletal pain, and ataxia. Heart disease affects about 10% of dogs, with MMVD accounting for roughly 75% of those cases, particularly in small breeds. Because MMVD often progresses silently before symptoms appear, the ability to treat dogs early at stage B2 is considered a major advancement, potentially increasing both lifespan and quality of life. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
8 1 8 8 1 8 6 4 0 1 to Talkin' Pets. We want to hear from you at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
So I want to talk about your travels, but I also want to ask you about with the heart. Is it a myth or is it true that if a dog or a cat, for instance, has dental issues, that could affect the heart of the animal?
Yes, it can. The infection in the mouth can go to the valves in the heart and make that heart valve function even worse.
So it's good to keep up on your pet's teeth.
Yes.
And I know they're not the easiest to brush, so if they bring them into a veterinarian like yourself, do you brush them, or do you have to anesthetize the dog?
Unfortunately,
or the cat?
Yes, we do have to anesthetize them.
to do appropriate, proper cleaning and treatment.
And when you were talking about that medicine for heart disease and heart attacks, is that normal in dogs and cats? I mean, you always hear about heart attacks. I've had two of them, and I've had open heart surgery. But in pets, is it common?
No, dogs don't really have heart attacks like people do. They get valve disease, especially the smaller breed dogs get valve disease, and pimobendan is really effective for that and in prolonging their life. That's pretty common. Older small breed dogs get heart murmurs. That's when we know they have valve disease. And then DCM, the dilated cardiomyopathy, that affects usually larger breed dogs.
So if you bring your dog in or cat for a checkup with your veterinarian, mm-hmm. is that one of the things that the vet does is check
sure.
the heart?
They're going to listen and diagnose maybe a heart murmur. They hear a heart murmur. At that point, you could consider starting pimobendan, even if they don't have any symptoms.
So you recommend that drug then?
Yes.
All right, cool. But back to you and your travels, I wanted to ask you was you were in India. You saw the tiger in India.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to anywhere else, or were you just mainly on this trip in India?
I spent 4 days in Qatar in the Middle East.
That's gutsy right now, considering everything going on.
I actually felt safer walking on the street by myself in Qatar
really?
Than I did in India. And, you know, they say that, I mean, people that live in India are Hindu, which are very nonviolent people. But I didn't feel unsafe. Let's just say I felt very uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're used to the American way where there's men and women everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And in India, it's seen more men per capita than there were women. What about in Qatar? Was that kind of evened out? And was that it's kind of a more ritzy place, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, very.
That's what I thought. Never been, but I heard.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's all oil money that's financing everything there, pretty much.
Wow.
The entire city, going from Qatar to India was like going from white to black, because Qatar, everything was brand new. The whole city has been built in the last 35, 40 years.
And India, it was older.
Yeah.
Cool. Would you go back?
Not to India.
No? Okay. Yeah, well... Yeah. Some people like it, some people don't.
And that was what my guide said. Either you love India
or you don't.
Or you just don't like it. Street dogs and cows everywhere. You know, that was...
My cat keeps farting on my lap. It's very uncomfortable. And then she looks at me like, what? Yeah, well, no, it stinks. Spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. If you're looking to get a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue. Get one there. Don't forget to check out Little River Inn. We were talking earlier with Callie Combs. Check it out at littleriverinn.com. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Taylor Cavanaugh.
And we say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. Baby, bye, bye, bye. Don't you wanna be a fool
for you? Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.